Welcome to Virtual Seminar University, sponsored by Sam's Club. Today's Tuesday tip is about, is social media marketing for you? This tip comes to us from Mark Collier. Mark is president and founder of CGSM, a direct marketing agency. Is social media marketing for you? By now, you're probably well aware of social media sites like MySpace and Facebook, places where mostly teens and 20-somethings share photos and write on walls. Similarly, LinkedIn and Plaxo are two social networking sites where mostly professionals share contacts, pose and get questions answered, and even look for career advice from fellow professionals. But can all these widgets, blogs, profiles, and web technologies really help your business? And more importantly, if you don't jump on board now, will you be left behind? If you're not exploring social media networking sites as part of your marketing campaigns, don't worry. You're not alone. But as you ponder the idea of how your company might also become involved in new social media networking tools and sites, here are a few questions to consider. Should you be trying to reach potential customers via blogs or social media networks? At VSU, we know that one of the most important things an entrepreneur must do is focus their time and energy. So you should consider social networking only after the following things are in place. Your website is maximized to generate business for you online and/or drive business to your physical location. Your existing customer base is up to date. This means you have everyone's email address or contact information. You email them regularly. This means sending coupons, promotions, thank yous, etc. If that's all in place, here's what Mark suggests. Every channel should be explored and then, if promising, tested. Make sure you evaluate what your competitors are up to. To this point, most direct marketers have not had success making social network marketing or advertising on blogs pay off. On the other hand, it is a terrific way to engage with your customers, to find out what they think about your products and services, and to give them a heads up on news and events at your company. Should my company have a blog? Only if you can commit to updating it regularly. Most experts feel that has to be at least weekly. Nothing is worse than reading a blog with 3 or 4 posts, the last one being 2 months ago. It's also not a place to simply promote your company's products. As in the case of social networking, blatant direct marketing on blogs is taboo. How can I get the most value out of my blog? Value is the right word to consider. Creating a conversation around a product category or topic of general interest can produce opportunities for you to highlight the benefits of products like the ones you sell. Offering suggestions, and not only your own product highlights, can give your blog credibility and creates natural conversation with others who post. Consider headlines for your posts carefully, as these make your blog more search-friendly for specific content. So while social networking and blogging both offer great opportunities to build your brand and create conversations about your products, it is not an area you should consider for making direct sales to prospects and customers. Thanks, Mark! Remember, at Sam's Club, business membership includes 3 annual membership cards and full shopping privileges at over 500 Sam's Club locations nationwide. The clubs are stocked with quality name brand products including office supplies, business furniture, vending items, janitorial cleaning supplies, paper products, food service supplies, computers, and more. Enjoy even lower prices when you buy select single items by the truckload. We hope you join us next week for another Tuesday tip. On behalf of Virtual Seminar University, sponsored by Sam's Club, thank you for listening.